Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, hello and happy Wednesday evening to all of you across the world. I thank you for all the messages during my recent illness on Memorial Day weekend. I got sick and went in, had emergency surgery, and I am back. I am blessed. I am back. I went in for a follow-up visit with my surgeon on the 10th, and I am healing superbly, and I'm just so happy. I am just so blessed because what happened to me could have been extremely, extremely serious. And because of the swift thinking of the staff at the New Milford Hospital, I thank Judy and her team at the New Milford Hospital. They did not have a surgeon on, and they transferred me after doing a CAT scan. They transferred me to the Danbury Hospital, where I went immediately into surgery and had a laparoscopic hernia repair. So I know that all of you were wondering what happened to me, because I had scheduled shows, and you know when emergency hits, you don't have time to cancel things. So I'm back. I'm well. I'm thankful for all your support and prayers. And this evening, we are going to be talking about the goals that we set. Are they ours or someone else's? So I encourage you to join the conversation as we continue on this broadcast tonight. We will be on the air until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So again, I thank you for all the love and support.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
The greatest secret to living happy, a happy and fulfilling life is the realization that everything is created in our minds before it manifests itself in the outer world. I felt moved to read this again because we are talking about, are the goals that we set, are they ours or are they someone else's? The greatest secret to living a happy and fulfilled life is the realization that everything is created in our minds before it is manifested, before it manifests itself in the outer world. So, with that being said, I'm going to be going through a lot of different aspects of, I'm going to be talking a little bit about inner peace, because whatever we do in life, we ought to be at peace with it. I'm also going to read a piece here about you are worth it. Because I see this as something very valuable to share. Because a lot of times, especially as women, we get sidetracked and confused about where we are going, the direction, the journey, the path, and our goals. And we think we need the approval of someone else. So I hope what I'm going to share with you this evening will help you to redesign, redefine, and restructure your goal exclusively for you. Not for your spouse, not for your business partner, not for your best friend, not for anybody, but for you. So please grab a pen and paper. Because I hope whatever I'm saying, you will find some value in it and you would want to jot some notes down. Here is the piece I have that I want to share with you. You are worth it. Do not undermine your worth by comparing yourself with others. It is because you are different, that each of us is special. Do not set your goals by what other people deem important. Only you know what is best for you. Do not take for granted the things closest to your heart. Cling to them as you would your life. For without them, life is meaningless. Do not let your life slip through your fingers by living in the past nor for the future. By living your life or by living your life one day at a time, you live all the days of your life. Do not give up. When you still have something to give, nothing is really over until the moment you stop trying. It is fragile. It's a fragile thread that binds us to each other. Do not be afraid to encounter risk. It is by taking chances that we learn how to be brave. Do not shut love out of your life by saying it is impossible to find. The quickest way to receive love is to give love. The fastest way to lose love is to hold it too tight. Do not dismiss your dreams. To be without dreams is to be without hope. To be without hope is to be without purpose. Do not run through life so fast that you forget not only where you have been, but also where you are going. Life is not a race, but a journey to be savored each step of the way. I particularly like this piece because it encourages me that as I set the goals in life, both personally and professionally, I need to hone in closely and focus to me. So here are a few guidelines as you start to consider about goal setting. You know, in life, we grow to the structure of our dreams. The bigger our dreams, the bigger we grow. The taller our dreams, the taller we grow. So if we are miniatures, it simply means that we have miniature dreams. So remember, we grow to the statue of our dream. Life itself is a series of goals. You know, we never arrive. Don't you think, oh, I've had it made. I have so much $1 million. I've invested in this. I have that and that. Because life is always a series of goals. The first step towards becoming, doing, and having is to set definite, attainable, and purposeful goals. And how do we do that? We do so by writing them down. Writing them down. Create a vision board with pictures that will support the dream that you have written down. I have found out that the more I write down or create a vision board, the more clarity I get in the things that I ought to be working on. So if you have not yet tried writing your goals down, I highly recommend that you start doing so. Our goals are like a blueprint for our future. You know, it doesn't matter how great a plan we have in our heads or in our minds. If we don't write it down, it's not a goal. So we need to have that goal written down as a blueprint. It's also a roadmap to get us from where we are to where we want to go to. You know, there is a saying that if you don't know where you want to go, you won't know when you get there. And that's the plain truth. Because you know something? We plan our vacation, especially if we are working a job. We plan our vacations. We know what month we're going to go. We know where we're going to go. We plan it. Yet, we do not plan the activities surrounding the outcome and the results of our lives. So we need to take a keen look at that and begin to plan around our goals. Dreams to which structures has been added and wishes are made, firm commitment, and that's what the goals are. You write them down, you commit to it, you set a date, you set a time. You know, I know I have clients and I will talk with them and they say, oh no, I got it all up here. And I say, nope, you ain't got anything up there until you write it down. You must write it down, because once you write it down, it becomes a commitment. So you must write it down. We all possess a victorious spirit and the power to create beautiful life our hearts long for. Goals enable us to use our creative imagination to build a dream so real, so vivid, it must come true. There's a little book I encourage everybody to invest in. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon. And I tell you, it's a tiny little book. It costs maybe $5 something. And they also have it on audiobook. I have it both in audiobook and print. Let me tell you something. That's a powerful little book that will help you to really stay true and committed to your goals. It makes sure that the goals you are working on is yours and not someone else's. So jot that down and make sure you get it. The Richest Man in Babylon. You go on Amazon and I'm sure you can get it used for nickel and dime, just a couple of cents. Here are some guidelines, goal setting guidelines. In order to become a whole, complete person whose full potential is realized, it is necessary to set and achieve goals in our lives, in every area of our lives. By categorizing our goals, we are not attempting to separate them, but rather to connect them to a harmonious supporting network so that all our goals can interrelate and work together in sync. It's a process. Okay? So it's like a system. Once we design this system, everything works together, like they say, like clockworks. And it's the same thing with our goals. There are 12 essential categories that our goals can be defined by. And these categories are certainly defined. The person that we are, the person that we want to be, the things that we want to do, the things that we want to have. When setting goals, you must claim and use the word I. It is very important, because using the word I helps us to take ownership of those goals. So we talk about the career. We talk about the different areas that we set goals about the type of house we want to live in. We set goal about the man we want to marry, the woman we want to marry. We set goals about the colleges we want our children to attend to. You know, in our businesses, what results do we want people to get from us once we provide their services for them? You know, as we progress in business, what are some changes we are looking to implement in our lives? And all those different categories, and each and every one of us will have a unique list of these different categories that our goals will fall into. I want to read one more little quote here. When we cherish our dream and when we invest, then we love. Creative energy, perseverance, plus passion in ourselves, we will achieve and authentic success. So here again, the bottom line, if it is to be, it is up to you. No one can prevent you. Remember we share at the top of the hour that you are worth it? Yes, you are. You are worth every little bit of it. So don't let anybody tell you anything other than that. You are worth it. And the only one that can prevent you from an authentic success, it's you. You. So, careers include all the desires, all the dreams of your chosen pursuit. Your life's work, for example, establishing levels of accomplishments, advancement in whatever it is that you are working on, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're a career person. Developing skills needed to become a leader in that area. I remember when I did Mary Kay Cosmetics, I used to teach a goal setting class at the career conference and the national conference, and I always can't wait till the next career conference or the next conference comes up to see and hear the result of the people who took my class the year before. And it is always so rewarding to see that when people put things that you suggest into practice and they stay committed to it, they get the result that they need. Let's look on the financial aspect of our goals. Financial include goals such as giving yourself a raise in your business, getting out of debt, setting a base foundation for retirement, saving money effectively for the vacation of your dreams. Maybe you want to go on a tour. Maybe you want to go on a cruise. Whatever it is your heart desire, you need to set a goal for it and let it happen. Okay? The next area we want to look at is the area of spirituality. Setting time aside to converse with your superior being. For me, I'm a Christian, so time with God is very important to me. And there are other people who have other superior being, and I respect that. So whomever it is that you worship, for me, again, I'm a Christian, so I worship God. And it's important to set that time aside. Be in prayer, be in quiet time, be in meditation, or just walking in the woods. I tell you, when I was in the hospital a week ago, there was a station on that was playing meditational music. And I tell you, it was so refreshing and relaxing to be able to be listening to that music, and I had the earphone over my ear, and I was listening to that. And even when I went to sleep, I went to sleep with that meditative music. And during the daytime, when I was awake, I was able to observe each scenery that accompany the music. And I tell you, I have no doubt that that aids in my healing process as well. Because we need to energize ourselves with spiritual energy and spiritual resources and forces and energy that will help our business to perform. Okay? We must choose. You got to stand for something. I know a few months ago I was speaking with someone who grew up Catholic. And he was not practicing any place now. And when I asked why, he went off to talk about all the stuff that's happening in the Catholic Church. And I said, but what has that got to do with your spiritual commitment? And that's the same thing. You know, people find a lot of excuses why they are not worshiping and doing what they are supposed to do. And they're not staying committed to their spiritual well-being. Well, I tell you, if you are one of those persons, I encourage you to do an assessment in that area, because if you are lacking and neglecting in your spiritual life, you are doing yourself an injustice. I tell you, having a spiritual experience is something you will want to have all the time. And remember, I said spiritual experience. I'm not talking about religion. A spiritual experience, and religion can't give that to you. Spiritual relationship, it's a high where you connect with your Savior. And you are on a high, you reach heights of heights, and you go to places that you can't go with religion, and you can't go naturally. So it's a real high. So I encourage you that if you have not yet had one, go seek after it. Tithing is effective. I know there are many teachings around tithing. And it depends on where you worship and what your beliefs and what your teachings are. But you look into that, and the bottom line to that is that 10% of everything you earn goes back to the spiritual work of the kingdom. So you look in. I'm not here to judge you. You look in and do what it is, because it's part of your goal setting too. You set that and you say, well, I'm looking to have my business prosper. Even in that same little book I told you about, The Richest Man in Babylon, one of the affirmations in there is that 1/10 of all I earn is mine to keep. 1/10 of all I earn is mine to keep. 1/10 of all I earn is mine to keep. And I know if we stay true to that, we are never, ever going to be lacking of anything. So let us get our spiritual life in order. Learn to practice spiritual principles in all of your affairs. Remember, God first, family second, career third. That's for me. If you worship someone else, you still get your life in order, in spiritual order. Let's look on the physical aspect of goal setting. As we look on the physical aspect, that covers, are we exercising? Are we eating right? Are we gaining or losing weight? I tell you something, The surgeon that did my surgery when I went back for my post-op visit, she said something to me, which was, I tell you, it was music to my ears. She said to me, you have one of the healthiest colons I have seen in a long time. And I was happy to hear that because I do my best to take care of my body, to eat right and do all the healthy things that will help me. So that was really good to hear that. So as you look on, you know, what are we eating? I know a lot of us, different ethnicity and culture, we were born and raised eating certain stuff and we say, oh, well, in my culture, that's what we eat. Get out of here. Excuse me. It's by choice that you continue to eat those things. You can make a decision to eat right. You can choose not to put those poisonous things in your body. And you can live a healthy, superb life. But you have to make the decision. You can also improve your physical appearance by getting a simple makeover, a new haircut, a new color. Even for a woman, a new lipstick can make a difference. But go out there and do something for you that makes you look good. If, you know, there are department stores, they are not doing that much anymore. I think they're charging now because years ago, you could walk in a department store and ask for a complete makeover. They are not doing that much anymore. They want you to buy the products that they use on you. So if they think you're not going to buy anything, they tell you, oh, well, you have to make an appointment to come back. But hey, check it out. You're probably living in an area where they will still give you a makeover. And that's a great way to learn what glamour works for you, what makes you look good, what you can use to enhance yourself. And take a picture so you can send it to your friends and ask them for their feedback. Hey, what do you like about my new look? Get involved in a fitness program or exercise, jogging, brisk walk. I know a lot of people is doing Zumba now. So get into that. I'm still a work in progress. I cycle sometime, and I do mostly the exercise I do is walking. So with God's blessing, I will be doing more this summer coming up. You can turn your personal bathroom in a daily spa. So you can buy all the little things. You can go to the dollar store and get all the spa things. You can get the fresh rose buds from your garden and put it in there and just create a spa for yourself. And just enjoy your life. Drink a lot of water. And for those who can afford it, or those who can set it in their budget, maybe if it's even for your birthday, go get your herbal body wrap or a body massage. I tell you something. The first time I had a herbal body wrap was at Lake Abbey in Chicago. Oh, man, it was like I was floating when I got off that bed. It was worth every minute of it. So there is something for your bucket list to put on there. And that comes under setting some physical goals for yourself. And I'm asking you, if you are a smoker, I am begging you, I'm beseeching you, do all that you can to quit. Please, do all that you can to quit. get the support that you need in helping you to quit. Let us look on the area of mental health. Goals such as learning new skills and remembering names, eliminate negative mental attitudes, take additional classes or courses that could be useful for your advancement, etc. I know as a people, there are a lot of times that we know that there's something that's not too right mentally. We are going through a lot of stress and everything, and we tend not to seek for the professional help. But let me tell you, if you are in that position where you know you are bogged by depression, you are overtaken by stress and all of those things, remove pride and shame out of the way and seek for professional help so that you can enjoy a healthy mental life. You are never alone. You are never alone. So go out there and seek for help. There is always someone who wants to help you. You know, they can only help you if you go and ask for it. Okay? Family. We need to develop a good relationship with our families. Lord knows that sometimes it is challenging, but we need to try our best in doing that. And you need to be the one that make amends when something goes wrong. It might not be an easy or pleasant thing to do, but a lot of times we have to swallow our pride and go and do that. Improve communication with everyone in your family. As I always say, Thanksgiving and Christmas, they can come for dinner, or you can go for dinner. You can always take your dessert to go. Because you know a lot of times all the ugliness of the conversation raise their heads during the time of dessert. So do your best and you be the one that will swallow your pride and make peace with everyone. Educate your children and involve each member of your family in your achievement and success. Whatever you are doing, it's not yours. When it comes to your family, it's ours. Because I have found out that once you start label it as ours, the family members begin to get more encouraged, and they support what it is that you are doing. So remember to include them. Share every aspect of what you are doing with the family. You know, here's what I'm going to be working on. For some people, they might be in a company where they offer promotions and things like this. Say, here's what I'm working on. I don't know how you can help me to accomplish this goal, but if you can think of a way to help me, I will appreciate it. Personal relationships. Develop an intimate and meaningful relationship with a member of the opposite sex. If that's your choice, for some people, it's the same sex. The important thing is that you have a personal relationship. Develop a better relationship with your spouse if you are already in a relationship. If you are in a relationship where you are thinking of getting a divorce, you got to approach that very sensitive, and especially where there are children involved, you must take the children into consideration and make sure that each person is dealt with respectful, and there is no backstabbing and no bitterness and everything happening there. Acquire new friends. I know, especially when people goes through divorces, they had the same friends, and all of a sudden now there's so much bitterness, and they don't want to be around those people that were the friends of their spouses and everything. So that becomes difficult. So start acquiring new friends, and just give it your all, and just give all the support you can to the next person. Release old relationships. Remember, there are certain things that are around for a certain time, for a certain season. I'm here to tell you that we must respect when the seasons are over, and we must cut them loose. I know, I can tell you from personal experience, prior to my divorce, I got a lot of slack from people who wanted to tell me it wasn't the right thing to do and all of that. So you must focus on what's good for you and make sure you are doing the right thing. All right, so here are a few words from our sponsors.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, and if you have not yet connected with us on Twitter, I want you to do so by checking out Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. On LinkedIn, it's Daphne Clark Hudson. On Facebook, my fan page is facebook.com/Dynamic Daphne. So I'm looking for your support there. And also, visit my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, and you can get some freebies there as well. And we want for you to join our mailing list there. So we look forward for your support. Plus, I also founded a non-profit organization called the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. And the purpose for this nonprofit is to feed the students at the Carmel Primary School in Westmoreland in Jamaica, West Indies. That's my former school. So you can donate via PayPal by giving your donation at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. We also have a GoFundMe set up where you can do your donations there as well. So we look for your support. Is it $1, $2, $5, whatever you can give us? We need your support in helping us to feed the students at the Carmel Primary School. We are looking to get the breakfast feeding program up and running this September, September 2013. So please, I ask that you help me in accomplishing this goal. Again, it is the Empowering People Foundation Breakfast Feeding Program for the Carmel Primary School. All right, so let's continue talking about goals here, and we're going into the different areas. Now we are looking at the area where there are some things that you really want to do in life. There are some of us who want to write books. Some of us want to do a hot air balloon ride. Some of us want to do zip lining. Thank God I experienced that last summer and I want to do it again. Some of us want to go skydiving, deep sea fishing, go on a world tour, go on a cruise. Whatever it is that you want to do, it can be done. I just encourage you to put it on your goals. There are some of us who wants to have a dream home, new furniture, new car, owning a chain of famous hotels or restaurants. Whatever. There are no goals that is out of your limits so long as you want them for yourself. There also, as we get to a different area of our lives, there are different things that we want to do. I was, a couple days ago, I saw a lady who was 100 and something, and she jumped out of a bridge in that, I forget what they call it. It's not the balloon, but it's another jump. And she said, oh, it was too short. I was just beginning to enjoy it, and it ended. And I smiled because I said, oh, how amazing. She's living life on the edge, and she's enjoying every aspect of what she does. Things you want to be. In this category, describe the total concept of the kind of person you want to be. When you have described the new you, use positive words and pictures to form a collage that will depict you. And just keep focusing on that. Because every day you get up, you look at it first thing in the morning, last thing at night. If you want to take off a couple pounds, you have to visualize yourself. You must see that image that you want to be. Goal setting, it's all one packet. You should not need to separate any part of it. It all intertwines and it comes together. You know? It is also very important to watch what you are putting in on the inside of you. You know that they talk about garbage in, garbage out when they refer to the computer. And it's the same thing with us. I mean, what are you reading? What kind of a music are you listening to? What kind of a conversation you are engaging in? Are you a gossip? All those things will hinder your goals. It will hinder you from manifesting those goals. The other thing I want to point out, don't forget to be grateful for every aspect of who you are. There are a lot of people who are experiencing a great life and they do not take the time to be thankful. They continuously complain, oh, I want this not happening and that not happening and the other is not happening. I want to encourage you to begin to give gratitude for every aspect of your life. Because as we each look of our lives, we can see that we are so much better off than others. So much better off than others. So it is very, very important to focus on giving God gratitude. Because if a lady said to me the other day, you know, is one thing I always observe and admire about you, you're always giving thanks. And I say, yes, because I have so much to be thankful for. And I'm not perfect, but those are the little things that I remember to do. Because, you know, a lot of the things that I'm blessed with, it's not that I'm entitled to that. It is simply because I am blessed. Okay? I encourage you to read inspirational books, listen to inspirational tapes, listen to shows like mine and others. You can make your own tapes of your daily affirmation and play them continuously so your brain begin to absorb them like a sponge. Right now I have a little case in my car, and that case has all the audiobooks, or at least majority of the audiobooks that I have in my library. And now when I travel, I'm reading. So I don't have to wait till I come home to open a book. I can be reading it as I am out there traveling. And when I take other people in my car, they always say, oh, you can play the radio. I said, no, because I'm reading. So you read what, you listen to what I'm reading. Or if I'm playing a tape, you listen to that. Because you're always listening to the trash anyhow on the other radio. So why can't you just set some time aside now to invest in you? Instead of feeding a lot of garbage inside of you, you got to block. It's like a screen or a filter that you filter out all the trash that is out there that you don't want to be part of your life. Remember, you have to take control of your life. Nobody else. You. And don't be apologetic about the choices that you have made to enhance your life. It's your life. It is your responsibility to manifest all of those things that you were created to manifest. So don't be apologizing to anybody. Oh, I'm going to do this and do that. No, it's none of their business. Just ask God to give you the continuous strength so you can manifest all those things that you were called to manifest. Let's look at your attitude in life as you begin to redesign and restructure all of your goals. It is important, I tell my clients that you need to do these affirmations just like you take your medication. For some people, they take their medication 3 times a day. For others, they take it like antibiotic if they have an infection, every 8 hours, every 4 hours, every 3 hours, or every 6 hours. So you know how, what kind of an attitude you have. If you have a stinking attitude, you're going to want to take it more frequently. So you need to reprogram your mind. Remember that your altitude in life will depend on the attitude you develop and portray. That's the truth. To maintain a positive attitude, you must first practice all of the following, based on my experience. You must love. Learn to love yourself first, because if you cannot love yourself, you are not in a position to love anybody else. Our first love is to self. And once we love and treasure ourselves, then we can pass some love on to somebody else. We'll be able to love unconditionally. Remember, when you're looking to love somebody, you're not loving them because of stuff. They can do this for you or they can do the other for you. There is a word called unconditional love. No strings attached. Okay? This is a biggie, and I know it is a tough one, and it is forgiveness. There are a lot of us, including me, that struggles with that. And I am a continuous work in progress when it comes to forgiving. And I pray and I swallow my saliva and I do what I have to do. But it's not easy. So anybody out there that finds forgiveness easy, you can call me here and let me know, 646-915-8166. If you find forgiveness easy, call me and share some tips with me. How did you arrive at that place? But I know 3/4 of the world struggle with that thing. I found out even some people have such struggle in forgiving themselves. I know that, you know, there are things that happen in our lives and God has forgave us and we refuse to forgive ourselves and to move on. We continue blaming ourselves and we continue going on. So we must first learn to forgive ourselves and then we will begin to understanding the importance of forgiving others. Let's look on pride. Pride is a hindrance in life. And I think I can just go ahead and put pride and shame together. Something might happen in our lives, and all of a sudden, we get an opportunity to do something. And all of a sudden, the first thing that pops up before us is this thing that happened 10 years ago. And all of a sudden, I can't pursue that because all the shame. What if this happened or what if that person know that this has happened to me? Let it go and move on. Let it go and move on. You know, God doesn't hold grudges. He doesn't wag his fingers and tell us, I told you so. He always has outstretched arms to welcome us. So it don't matter what you have done. It doesn't matter the extent. You can always forgive yourself so that you can move on to achieve the top plateau of the goals that you are setting for yourself. I find out that continuous positive self-talk helps, but you need to also do the work along with that to encourage you to manifest the right result. It's not like you just go and repeat it. However, you must say it with meaning. And these are the affirmations or the I cans, I ams, I will. And these will make you what you need to be. And remember, you must say them with sentiments that you feel it. Okay? You are the only one who can create the mold for your life history. You can always modify, alter, or change until it is perfect and satisfying to you. Avoid practicing malice, envy, ill feeling toward anyone. Tools to accomplish your goals. Be sure again to have a plan of action. Realize your benefits. Identify possible obstacles that will hamper your progress, actions that will need to be taken immediately. Remember, procrastination is the killer of all dreams. Procrastination is the killer of all dreams. Feelings include goals which reflect positive attitudes and emotional changes, such as experiencing joy each day. No matter what is happening, feeling good, be alert, excited, awake, alive, enthusiastic, surrendering resentment, irritability, anger, blame, and guilt. We can surrender our negative attitudes and emotions through the use of inventory. The progress you will make with your feelings will determine the success in all other categories. I tell you, I don't remember, but there is an organization that does, I think it's 12 weeks, where they do meditation every morning for I think 12 weeks. And it is such a refreshing thing. Every time I participate in that, it just energizes my day, my life, and everything that I'm doing. I want to read something here I have on forgiveness. Forgiveness. I forgive you for not being the way I wanted you to be. I forgive you and set you free. Forgiveness means giving up, letting go. It has nothing to do with condoning the behavior. We do not have to know how to forgive. All we need is a willingness to forgive. When we really love and accept and approve of ourselves exactly as we are, when everything in life works, loving and approving ourselves, creating a space of safety, trusting and deserving and accepting will create organization in your mind, creates a more loving relationship in your life. People who spend years fighting fat and are still overweight blame all their problems on being overweight. It is usually fear and a need for protection. When we begin to love and approve of ourselves, it is amazing how weight just disappears from our bodies. Blame is one of the surest ways to stay in a problem. In blaming another, we give away our power. Understanding enables us to rise above the issue and take control of our future. Ask yourself, what kind of thoughts am I having that created these problems for me? thoughts, patterns can be changed. The point of power is always in the present moment. You are the only person that thinks in your mind. To create change, we must change inside. Change our way of thinking, speaking, and our way of expressing ourselves. I am willing to release all resistance. So I hope you find something out of it. And if anyone want a copy of that, you can send me a message here on the radio show and inbox me on the radio show, and I can send you a copy. Because, in order for us to stay true to the goals that we are setting for ourselves, we must surround ourselves. It's like we are in an igloo. So we have to keep sane. We have to make sure we are having all the things to inspire us so we can stay motivated to the things that we want to do for ourselves. I want to share... I'm going to share some signs of inner peace. So as you work on your goals, I want you to focus on these symptoms so you can know where you are heading. All right? So here we are. Symptoms of inner peace. Watch for signs of peace. This was written for the Olympia Fellowship of Reconciliation for their newsletter. So that's, I give credit to them for this. The hearts of a great many people have already been exposed to peace. And it seems likely that we could find our society experiencing peace in our epidemic proportions. Some signs and symptoms of inner peace. One, tendency to think and act spontaneously rather than from fear-based and past experiences. Number two, an unmistakable ability to enjoy each moment. Number three, loss of interest in judging other people. Number four, loss of interest in judging yourself. Number five, loss of interest in interpreting the actions of others. Loss of interest in conflict. Loss of ability to worry. A very serious symptom. Number eight, frequent overwhelming episodes of appreciation. Number nine, contented feelings of connectedness with others and with nature. Number 10, frequent attacks of smiling through the eyes from the heart. Number 11, increasing tendency to let things happen rather than make them happen. Number 12. Increased susceptibility to love extended by others, as well as the uncontrollable urge to extend it. If you have all or even most of the above symptoms, please be advised that your condition may be too far advanced to turn back. If you are exposed to anyone exhibiting several of these symptoms, remain exposed all your own at your own risk. These conditions of inner peace is likely well into its infectious stages. Be forewarned. Isn't this a healthy life to have? And, you know, all of us can continue to work on that. I'm sure if you look on the, if you search on the internet, you will find that and you can get a copy. So you can continue to work on yourself and continue to improve in that which you want to become. All right, I have a few minutes remaining here. If you have any insights you want to call and share about the goals you're setting, or if any conversation you want to have with me, please call 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. We have 48 minutes remaining. All right. In this special moment in life, think freely, practice patience, smile often, savor special moments, live God's message, make new friends, rediscover old ones, tell those you love that you do, feel deeply, forgive an enemy, hope, grow, be crazy, count your blessings, observe miracles, make them happen, discard worry, give in, trust enough to take, pick some flowers, share them, stop, smell the roses, keep a promise, look for rainbows, gaze at the stars, see beauty everywhere, work hard, work smart, be wise, try to understand, take time for people, make time for yourself, laugh heartily, spread joy, take a chance, reach out, let someone in, try something new, slow down, be soft, sometimes believe in yourself, trust others, you see the sunshine, see the sunrise, listen to the raindrops, reminisce, cry when you need to, trust life, have faith, enjoy wonder, comfort a friend, have good ideas, make some mistakes, learn from them, and celebrate life. And this was written by Jan Michelser, Michelser. All right, so that's another piece here. All right. This is one of my my favorite, the Serenity Prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I want. No, let me start over. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as the pathway to peace, taking as he did just sinful, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trust that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in his life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen. So if you have any insight about your goals and what you have done, if you had fallen in the past for instead of working on your goals, you're working on somebody else and somebody else's goal, and you find out that you can never ever make a headway because they were not your goals, and every time you try to do something, you would hit a brick wall. I want to hear from you. 646-915-8166. There's another piece of poetry here I want to read. I have to live with myself, and so I want to be fit for myself to know. I want to be able, as the days go by, always to look myself straight in the eye. I don't want to stand with the setting sun and hate myself for the things I haven't done. I can never hide myself from me. I see what others may never see. I know what others may never know. I can never fool myself, and so, whatever happens, I want to be self-respecting and conscience-free. That's it. That's the bottom line to all of what we need to be doing and setting the goals for ourselves. Because the bottom line is that we have to do our best for ourselves. Remember, we were all created for a special reason. There are some of us who find it, some of us still going around trying to find why we were created. It is never too late to blossom. If you are still searching, keep searching. But I want to encourage you to follow your heart, because once you listen to your heart, it is always, it is always going to be bringing you closer to your goals, your dreams, and your vision. So, regardless of what anyone else tells you, you are born for greatness. It doesn't matter how many times you falter. It doesn't matter how many times you fail. It doesn't matter how many times you fall off the rail. You can climb back on. Begin to set the goals for you, not for anybody else. And you stay committed to those goals, and you will become all that you were created to become. So call in if you're listening. I know lots of you are listening. For those of you in the chat room, I want for you to type a question. And let's talk about it. I tell you something. I As I went through my illness last week, you know how your life flashed right before your eyes, and I began to ask myself the question, the goals I'm working on, are they mine or are they somebody else's? And that was the reason I chose to do this show tonight. And I realized that the goals I'm working on, they are for me. And they are designed and structured to impact the lives of other people. And I look at a lot of the things. One of my neighbors bought me a journal when I was in the hospital. And I was writing and I look and I say, oh man, these goals are big enough to scare anybody. But right away, I said, but they are not your goals, girl. You are the bearer. You are the channel through which these goals are going to be manifested. So you just stay true to that which you are called for, and you will be able to manifest great results. And I'm sure that you have similar testimonies or stories that you can share. And I want to hear from you, because I know I'm unique, but I'm not special. And there's a lot of unique and special people out there. So let me hear from you, 646-915-8166. And I tell you, if you are living in the greater Litchfield area, I want to invite you to come to our meeting the four Tuesdays of every month. We meet at the Litchfield Inn at 5:30. And I am looking to build our chapter. So if you're in that area, come visit us. You don't need to be a member to visit. You can visit for two meetings. And after that, if you like what we are about, we can recommend you to National to become a member. It's a great organization. I went to my first National conference this year in New York City. And man, it was a powerhouse. Talking about women setting goals and doing what they want to do. We were 1,500 strong in the Sheraton Hotel. Women in scooters, women in wheelchairs, women of all ethnicity, all age group. Just women doing a lot and lots of work. And to see women like Arianna Huffington, Martha Stewart, Star Jones, publicly committing themselves to helping us. So we want, wherever you're listening from, whether you're in the Litchfield area or not, if there is a NAPW close to you, I encourage that you check it out. Because I tell you, this is a movement of women, and we are doing great things. We are doing phenomenal, phenomenal things. So we want to have you as part of our chapter up in the Litchfield area. So message me here for more information, or if you look, or we have a fan page, the Litchfield County chapter of the NAPW. And you can like our fan page and you'll see all the updates that we are getting. So again, I ask that you check us out on Facebook at Dynamic Daphne. You can also subscribe to my page, Daphne Clark Hudson, and you'll get that page is actually full and I can't befriend anybody else. But you can subscribe and get all my updates and everything. And also on Pinterest and on LinkedIn. So I'm doing my best to be present on all the social media platforms. And I need your support in being effective there. So I want for you to join me there and let me know. Also on the radio page here, you can leave feedback as to what your thoughts are about the show, something you would like to see, if there is any special story or discussion you want. Leave me a note and let me see if I can deliver. We are always looking for guests. For Sunday evening, we are doing stories on life-changing issues, whether it's adversity or people encounter a certain situation, and they have arrived from that. We would love to hear your story here on the show. On Sunday and on Wednesdays, we focus on the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. We are close to the 100,000 mark of listenership. So I thank all of you for your support. So let me hear from you. Call in 646-915-8166. 616-915-8166. So while I wait for somebody to call in, I'm looking if I have any music here. Or I want to give you a couple more books. The other thing, I want you to go on Amazon, and I want for you to check out my books. Just put my name, Daphne Clark Hudson, in, and all my books will come up. And I will really appreciate your support. So go on there and support me. I put out 4 books, my favorite quotes. I want for you to support that. You can go on my website. You can buy Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And you can also purchase Conversations on Success. All right. So I think instead of playing music, I'm going to share a few quotes about the power of influence. Because remember, you're going to find out that once you start setting goals for you and you start aspiring and accomplishing things, you are going to be a great influencer. All right? Indira Gandhi says, you cannot shake hands with a clenched fist. So if you're going to shake hands, you got to open your hands. I like that. 90% of the art of living consists of getting along with people you cannot stand. And ain't that the truth for us in business? We ain't got to love everybody we do business with. We just need to give them the best service. Instead of putting others in their place, put yourself in their place. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Every man is entitled to be valued by his best moment. John Luther. Natural talent, intelligence, and powerful education, none of these guarantees success. Something else is needed. This sensitivity to understand what other people want and the willingness to give it to them. One man's work with you is worth a dozen men working for you. John Maxwell. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Abraham Lincoln. If you would win a man to your cause, first convince him that you are his sincere friend. John D. Rockefeller. I will pay more for the ability to deal with people than for any other ability under the sun. The most important single ingredient in the formula of success is knowing how to get along with people. Theodore Roosevelt. Dr. Joyce Brothers. There is a rule in sailing that the more maneuverable ship should give way to the less maneuver craft. I think this is sometimes a good rule to follow in human relationships as well. Augustine, if you are suffering from a bad man's injustice, forgive him, lest there be two bad men. Seek to be a plow rather than a bulldozer. The plow cultivates the soil, making it a great place for seed to grow. The bulldozer scrapes the earth and pushes every obstacle out of the way. A short course in human relations. The six most important words. I admit I made a mistake. The five most important words. You did a good job. The four most important words. What is your opinion? The three most important words. If you please. The two most important words. Thank you. The most important word, we. The least important word, I. Those are great food for thought. Don't use your people to build a great work. Use your work to build great people. There is no more noble occupation in the world than to assist another human being, to help someone succeed. Practice the 101 principle, the 101% principle. Find the one thing you agree on with another person and then give 100% of your encouragement. Assets make things possible. People make things happen. You can tell more about a person by what he says about others than you can by what others say about him. It is one of the most beautiful compensations of this life that no man can sincerely try to help another without helping himself. In getting along with others, 98% depends on our behavior with others. Marriage is the only union that can't be organized. Both sides think they are management. If you would have a happy life, remember two things in matters of principle. Stand like a rock in the matter of taste, swim with the current. We never know the love of our parents for us till we have become parents. The most brilliant achievement was my ability to be able to persuade my wife to marry me. Oh, that's a quote from Winston Churchill. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. That is deep. Even marriage made in heaven need down-to-earth maintenance. It is not marriage that fails. It is people that fail. People that manage does is to show people up. To keep the fire burning brightly. Keep the logs together near enough to keep each other warm and far enough apart, about a finger's breadth, for breathing room. Good fire, good marriage, same rule. Faith makes all things possible. Love make all things easy. Hope make all things work. Before a marriage, a man will lie awake all night thinking about something you said. After marriage, he falls asleep before you finish saying it. Oh, my heavens. Poor men, poor men. Love at first sight is nothing special. It's when two people have been looking at each other for years. It is because of a miracle. There are two great motivators in life. One is fear, the other is love. You can lead an organization by fear, but if you do, you will ensure that people won't perform up to their capabilities. The biggest disease today is not leprosy or tuberculosis, but rather the feeling of being unwanted, uncared for, and deserted by everybody. Genuine love is a fragile flower. It must be maintained and protected. If it is to survive, peep love can perish. When there is no time for romantic activity, when a man and his wife forget how to talk to each other. Still, we got 19 minutes. If you want to call in to talk about anything pertaining to your goals, please call, please call, please call. How far you go in life depends on you being tender with the young, compassionate with the aged, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant with the weak and the strong, because someday in life you will have been all of these. George William Carver. When I'm getting ready to reason with a man, I spend one third of my time thinking about myself and what I am going to say, and two-thirds thinking about him and what he is going to say. It's another quote from Abraham Lincoln. Yes, yes, yes. The formula for achieving a successful relationship is simple. You should treat all disasters as if they were trivialities, but never treat a triviality as if it is a disaster. Yes, yes, yes. All right. I want to remind you that I'm on the air again on Sunday. I'm planning to have two great stories for you, so I hope you will join me at 7 p.m. on Sunday. And again, on next Wednesday, I will go back to my regular morning schedule. All right? The opinion which we hold of one another, our relationships with friends, and the kinsfolk are in one sense permanent, save in appearance, but are as eternally fluid as the sea itself. A wise man associated with the victorious becomes an idiot. A dog traveling with good men becomes rational being. You will acquire the vice of the virtues of your closest associate. The fragrance of their lives will pervade your life. All right. Well, I think this is it for tonight. I'm glad that I was able to be back on the air tonight. I look forward to getting into the full swing of things. And I love all of you, my supporters. And I look forward to just growing my relationship with each and every one of you. I want to encourage you not to allow anyone to get you off of the path. Be encouraged. Find someone who can support your views, and that will encourage you to manifest the greatness that you were called for. You are created for a special destiny. I will see you on Sunday evening. Stay blessed, and I love you.
What's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
You've been called to change